It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome the War on Drugs, Adam Granduciel.
How you doing?
It's great to have you here. I can't believe it's been 3 years since Lost in the Dream. It had to
flew
fly
by.
For you.
I know. The first two it flew by. We were on the road. And then the other year flew by in the studio.
And that leads me to a question. The title of the forthcoming album, which is going to be in stores tomorrow, A Deeper Understanding.
Yeah.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah.
And the reason for the album title is?
I think writing music, producing music, trying to connect with songs and trying to put something together that reminded me of the things I wanted to be reminded of in music. And I wanted to be able to like say that I feel like I developed as a songwriter and that I kind of hopefully showcased where the band was at and where the live thing was at. And I just feel like towards the end, it was important to me that, I guess I made the kind of record I wanted to make. And I had that title floating around for a few months. It was kind of inspired by a Kate Bush song called Deeper Understanding that was kind of like this turning point in the record where I was kind of bummed on what I'd been working on. I just felt like I was in a weird rut with everything that last year. And then I remember going to Philly and hearing this song that kind of tweaked me in a good way. And I went back to LA with like a kind of new fire and kind of put my head down for 7 months and finished it. And I had that title for a while cause it ended up in a song. And then at the last minute, I said, that's the title of the record. I was like, that's kind of what I feel like I wanted to crack the code of, how to make a record with the band or what at least one that sounded like what our band sounds like. And to feel like I uncovered as much as I could with the songs I was writing. So
if you were left to your own device, would you just stay in a studio as much as you could?
I think I love being in the studio. I love the environment of being in the studio. I love when studios now, like especially all over, but I mean, being in LA all last year and working at a bunch of different places, like there's other people around. There's, oh, so-and-so is recording in Studio C. Even if you don't know who they are, it's like, it's just another energy coming out of that room, And like, we were working at another place on the East Side and a lot of our people that we were fans of were in and out of that studio. It's a great energy, The other side of it is taking the music that you work on and that you try to like make your own and then taking it out onto the stage and being able to reinterpret the definitive version, because I feel like a lot of the guys that I love and respect and have taken cues from, they would always say that the definitive version of their songs are the live versions, but you still kind of go as far as you can go in the studio to make sure that the one that lives forever has all the things about it that are important to you. And then you can kind of go out and so I'll live maybe 6 months in the studio, 6 months on a road.
Well, and songs do, through time they evolve.
Right.
They find a different path because that's when the audience starts to let you know and offer some guide and feedback as to this part now, works best here.
I mean, even like today, like we've only been playing some of these new songs for a couple weeks now. And like, these are the first few times we're playing them in front of people. It's like the only way to really get into the song is to play it with an audience. You can play it in your space all you want, and they're already, some of them are already taking on a new shape. Like the last song on the record, You Don't Have to Go, that we played today, I'm really proud of the recorded version of that, but now it's turning into like this beautiful guitar work with me and Anthony, and I'm getting more confident in singing it, and it's exciting to think of where our new songs and where our old songs, where they can kind of go to once you just kind of keep performing them and sharing them with your band.
If you're a listener, a longtime listener, KCSN, you know our devotion to this band, and it's well deserved. This band, I find them to be the most exciting band of the last 5 years, perhaps 8 years they'd rather, I'd say, but definitely the last 5 years. I don't want to make it a long intro. Let's welcome the War on Drugs. it going?
Oh, right.
Right on. Thanks for coming, everybody. How's everybody doing? How's lunch? How's lunch break? It's good? I lived here most of last year, and this is one of my favorite radio stations. Just driving around, not even knowing much about it. So it's a real psych for doing this.
Keep
so much. Thanks to KCSN for having us. Beautiful Village Studios. Village Recorders. This song's called Pain.
Thanks so much.
You've seen a nice increase in awareness, adoption, audience, fans, true believers. It keeps growing and growing and growing. And Lost in the Dream, it really took a big jump.
I've been thinking about that a lot because I think there did come a point where I knew that I was like, well, you know, I have to, like, once we finished touring, I was like, I have to get in the studio because I know that I like to work on music. I love to be in the studio and write, and I know it takes me a long time, and I want this to be special. I want it to be different in a way that Lost in the Dream wasn't, you know? You can't chase things you can't control, you know? Like, I did Lost in the Dream, and I was really proud of it as a step up, and I thought the music I was writing and producing with my band, and you can never, you know, control or, you know, predict how much you'll tour or what kind of response the record will get. So I just figured, like, this one was the same thing. All I could do was follow my muse, work on it as much as I could, try to write a lot, you know, write every day if I could, or even if it was just going to the studio for an hour and playing piano, if I had errands to do, or if it was just going to the studio and listening to music, then I would try and do that. And eventually, after 4 or 5 months of just being diligent, then you kind of blink and you're like, oh, I have 10 ideas now. I have 10 demos. And then you kind of slowly get into it. It's funny because when you, like, start a record, the last thing you remember of making a record is, like, where you were on the last one, which is, like, all in, fully consumed, you know, every note of every second, every little detail. And it's daunting to be like, oh, man, how am I going to get to that? Like, that was, like, so inside of that music. And it just takes time, you know? And then kind of where I finished back in April with this was the same thing. Like, every note of every song I knew, and I had known all the, you know, different variations of what choices we could have made. And I just, you know, just thought that all I could do was just, you know, work on as much as I could and follow the same muse I've always followed. And it wouldn't have to be like the other records or
it wouldn't have to be necessarily way different.
Right. It could be its own thing, whatever, if that was similar or if it was different or whatever, as long as I feel like if I did all I could do for it. So,
and when do you know to say when?
With this record, I had a timeline, like a deadline, which helps, but I guess for me, when all the songs kind of, when I feel like I have a relationship with each song, like, and they're all almost there, I'm like, oh, they're all swimming in the same water right now or something, you know? And then it's usually time to mix. Like, for me, mixing means, like, okay, now it's like we finish all of them together as one, you know? And a deadline helps, but this time it was just, I felt like I had gotten everything almost there. And then it was time to just put the finishing touches on and bring it up on the console and, oh, let's do some background vocals on this part quick. And let me add a quick, you know, as it comes together in that final moment, like, all the faders are up, it's starting to sound like it's done. Then you're like, oh, it's one little quick idea just to, like, add a little bit of, you know, dressing or something. And then you do that to all the songs and everything starts to even feel more like a record, you know? And then you can kind of wash your hands of it and be like, I feel good. And then
it's going to be over analysis from that point
on. Right. You know, and then, like, I mean, I flew to New York. We did that for a month of mixing, and then I flew to New York and mastered it the next day. You know, and then I didn't listen to it for 7 weeks, you know, because what am I going to do? Like, I'd already made the decisions. I lived the, you know, 42 straight days of working on it. Like, there wasn't anything I was going to benefit from by listening to it again. So I kind of took a break. And then when I listened to it, you know, in July or June or July, I was really proud of what I heard, because I kind of heard, like, that last push, like those last 2 or 3 months of, like, intense inspiration and just, you know, really kind of trying to connect with music and sound and have fun, and I was really, really proud of it.
Thank you.
street, talking about the war with me. And the background is night. I don't wanna hesitate. Will they tell me where you're heading? Through the haze, no one there. Tell me that you care. Calling out your name in the dark. Done with my time here, I'm a keepsake, strolling through the railway, but I never mind going. And I realize now that the room is bare, but I hear it all through the grain. Disappear when I know you can't be found. When you're living on a dog, man. Yeah, we're living in the moment, just losing our grasp, just making it last. Cold wind to blow, and I struggle with myself right now. And I let the darkness in, and I don't mind chasing you through the back ways. Keys, it evaporates and fades like a grain parade. Found when you're living on a dog, yeah, we're living in the moment, yeah, just making it last. I'm losing my grasp.
Thanks again for coming to see us. Much appreciated. Thanks to KCSN for having us. Great station, great people. Donate when you get the chance. foreign ring, pushed and pulled apart at the seams. I can feel the chains, winds of love blow through, let it move through me, yeah, let it blow through you, and take you into the night, very much. Thank you.
It was great to have you on the air and to do this event today. It's the war on drugs. Remember, a deeper understanding is ready for you to own, love, and be inspired by. And of course, we're going to be seeing the war on drugs when they come to town at the Greek Theater. Adam, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. 88.5 FM.